So when you think of the question, who are you?
当你想这个问题的时候，你是谁？
How do you respond?
你怎么回应？
How do you identify yourself?
你怎么对你的身份，你是怎么认为的？
So besides your name, what else might you say?
除了当你问这个问题你是谁的时候，除了你的名字，你还会说一些什么？
So we usually say things like, well, I'm a pastor.
我们可能很多时候说我是一个牧师。
I'm a teacher.
我可能是一个老师。
I'm a doctor or a nurse.
我是一个医生或者护士。
I'm an engineer.
我是一个工程师。
I'm self-employed.
我是自己做雇主的。
Or I'm unemployed.
或者我目前没有工作。
Most of us find our identity in the things we do.
我们常常认为自己的身份就是我们的工作，我们做什么。
Or we identify ourselves through some relationship.
或者我们以我们有什么样的身份，有什么样的关系来说我是谁。
I'm a mother.
我是一个母亲。
A wife.
我是一个妻子。
A husband.
我是一个丈夫。
A father.
我是一个父亲。
A grandmother or a grandfather.
祖父祖母。
Or we define ourselves by some quality that we have.
我们有没有用我们自己身上的一些特征或者品格来定义我们自己呢？
I'm smart.
我很聪明。
I'm pretty.
我很漂亮。
I'm athletic.
我很运动。
Where you find your identity and how you identify, how you define that identity can make a world of difference.
你在哪里找你的身份？你怎么定义你的身份，会对于你怎么生活有很大的差别。
So as Christians, it's vital that we understand our new identity in Christ.
所以作为基督徒我们非常需要这一点非常重要，我们必须明白我们在基督里的新的身份。
And we learn to live out of that identity in Christ.
当我们知道之后，我们才能活出我们在基督里的身份。
So the first part of our identity in Christ is to know that you are loved.
所以关于第一个我们在基督里的身份，第一个很重要的点是，你是被爱的。
You are loved by God for who you are, not for what you have done.
你被神爱着，因着你是谁，而非因为你做了什么。
So when our identity is in what we've done, we can develop at least two issues or problems that come out.
当我们用我们做了什么来定义我们自己的时候，一定会产生两个问题。
If we do some good things, then we can become proud.
当我们做一些好事，我们一定会变得非常的骄傲。
And even judgmental of others.
甚至会论断别人。
If we do some bad things,
如果我们做了一些坏的事情，
we often think, I'm a failure.
我们常常会自己想，我真失败。
How could God ever love me?
神怎么会爱我这样一个人呢？
I'm not worthy of God's love.
我不配得神的爱。
Do you ever feel that way?
你是不是曾经有这样的感受呢？
The thing is, it's true.I'm not worthy of God's love.
是是是，我们确实不配得神的爱。
But being worthy is not the basis for God's love for me.
但是神爱我，并不是因为我配得。
See, we're so used to a conditional form of love.
我们人太习惯于那种有条件的爱。
I love you because of what you do for me.
我爱你，因为你为我做了什么。
Because you, growing up, because you get good grades.
因为你长大的时候，学习成绩很好。
Because you clean your room.
因为你今天打扫你房间了。
As we get older, I love you because you cook dinner.
当我们年纪越来越长的时候，我爱你是因为你今天做饭给我吃了。
I love you because you bring home a paycheck.
我爱你是因为你拿工资回来了。
It's hard for us to grasp that we are loved unconditionally when we feel unloved.
很难让我们相信、理解并持续的相信我们被爱当我们不可爱的时候，我们仍然被爱。
So how much different would it be for you if you really knew that you were loved unconditionally?
如果你真的知道神爱你是无条件的爱将对你怎样，你的生命和生活有着天壤之别的影响。
Now Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 15 verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you."
正像耶稣对他的门徒在约翰福音十五章九节说的，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
Jesus says that he loves you the same way that the Father loves him.
耶稣所说的是，我爱你们，好像父爱我那样，一样的程度，一样的方式来爱你们。
So what was the Father's love for Jesus based on?
那天父是怎么爱耶稣的呢？天父是基于什么爱耶稣的呢？
Let's take a look at the text that was read earlier.
让我们来一起读一下经文，我们之前读过的。
From Matthew 3.
从马太福音第三章。
This is Jesus' baptism.
这个发生在耶稣受洗的时候。
So in the course of Jesus' life, when did this happen?
大家想一想这件事这段经文发生在耶稣整个人生在地上的时间什么时候？
What had Jesus done up to this point in his life and ministry?
当他在受洗的时候，他有开始他的传福音的事工吗？
Nothing.
还没有做任何的事情。
He had done nothing to serve the Father or to be that, you know, all the work, the ministry, and certainly he hadn't died on the cross yet.
所以在那个点，耶稣还没有做任何的事情，没有做任何的事工，也没有上十字架。
This is right in the very beginning before he's done anything for the Father.
所以这个点，这个时间点是耶稣没有为天父做任何事情之前。
Nothing to deserve God's love.
所以耶稣没有什么因着他做的说能够配得天父的爱。
Yet the Father speaks and says the Father loved him and he was well pleased with him.
但是天父这个时候说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
Just for who he was.
正是仅仅是因为耶稣是谁。
Not for anything that he did.
并不是因为耶稣做了任何的事。
He was his son.
仅仅是耶稣是天父的儿子。
And that was enough.
那就够了。
Can you hear our Heavenly Father speak those words to you?
你们能不能听到天父也如此的对你说？
This is my beloved son, my beloved daughter.
这是我爱的儿子女儿。
In whom I am well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
When Jesus says that as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, that's what he means.
当耶稣说我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，这个就是完完全全按照字面意思理解。
You are loved for who you are, not for what you have done.
意思就是说，耶稣爱你们每一个人，就仅仅是因为你是谁，并不是因为你做了什么。
Now, when the Bible says that you are loved, it means that God is for you.
当圣经说你是被爱的，意思是说神是帮助你的。
Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then?Shall we say in response to these things, if God is for us, who can be against us?
罗马书八章三十一节说道，既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
God is not against us.
神不是抵挡我们的。
He is for you.
他是站在你这边的。
He wants the best for you.
他希望所有最好的东西都给你。
He's on your side.
他是在你这一边的。
He's rooting for you and working for the very best for you.
他正在你的生命当中做建造的工作，做建根基的工作，他总是希望在你身上 建立最美好的。
And we know that nothing can ever separate us from God's love.
我们也知道世上没有任何的人事物可以让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Romans 8 verses 35 to 38.
罗马书八章三十五到三十八节说道。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
As it is written, for your sake we shall face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future nor powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation,will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Paul is grasping for words here.
保罗他其实在绞尽脑汁的在搜寻一系列的情况和词汇。
He's thinking of everything someone might imagine that could separate them from the love of God.
他在想，世上有任何可能的事，可能让我们与神的爱隔绝。
Powers or height or spiritual things or things in the present or things to come doesn't matter.
无论是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，都没有关系。
Can anything separate you from God's love in Christ Jesus?
有任何的人事物可以让你和神的爱通过耶稣基督能够让你与神的爱隔绝吗？
Paul says, no, nothing can.
没有任何的事可以隔绝。
God will never stop loving you.
神从来没有一刻停止来爱你。
You are loved.
所以你是被爱的。
Period.
句号。
There's nothing more important in your spiritual life than to know that you are loved by God.
在你的属灵生命当中，属灵生活当中，可能没有任何的事情比知道你是被神爱着的更加重要。
See, we can learn stuff about God.
我们可以了解有关神的事情。
And we can do stuff for God.
我们可以为神做一些热心的事。
But your capacity to love God and love others, the great commandment, really is limited by how much you have grasped that you are loved by God.
你能够爱神爱人的能力有多深浅，取决于你有多认识你被神爱着这个事实。
That's why Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 19, that he says, this is what I pray for you.
所以这是神在以弗所书三章十七到十九节所说的，也正是我为你们每一个人的祷告。
I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all God's holy people, that includes you and me,to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
以弗所书三章十七到十九节这样说道，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒，包括你和我，一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
Imagine what your life would be like if you fully grasped how much you are loved by God.
如果你真的能够持续的相信理解神有多么的爱你，相信对你如何生活有很大的影响。
And you lived every day out of that love relationship with your Heavenly Father.
你是不是能够活出你的信仰，因着天父对你那无比的爱，你能活出每一天？
That's the first part of your identity in Christ.
这是有关你在基督里身份的第一个重要的点。
The second part of your identity in Christ is to know that you belong. That you belong to God's family because you have been adopted by God as His child.
第二个关于你在基督里的身份非常重要的点是你有归属感，你属于神的家，因为你已经被神收养，成为他的儿女。
God loved you so much that He chose to bring you into His family.By adopting you as His child.
神如此的爱你，以至于他已经把你收养进入他的神的家，让你成为他的儿女。
So that you could belong and be part of His family.
所以你能够成为神家的一份子。
And this process is called adoption.
这个过程称为收养。
See, our condition before we found Christ is that we were orphans.
当我们被神收养之前，我们每一个都是孤儿。
We were lost, alone, abandoned in the universe, and enslaved to sin.
我们是迷惘的，我们是好像被撇弃的，我们是孤独的，我们好像而且被罪所辖制。
But in Christ, you are no longer an orphan.
所以在耶稣基督里，你不再是一个孤儿。
You have been adopted into God's family as His son.Or daughter.
你已经被神收纳进入他的家，成为神的儿子或者女儿。
This is what we read earlier from Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 16.
这是我们之前读过的罗马书第八章十五到十六节。
The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you may live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption as into sonship.So by him we cry, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Now think about what adoption requires.
大家想一想，关于收养，它涉及哪些的过程和手续
？Some of you here may know from experience what adopting a child requires.
也许你们当中有人经历过这个收养的程序，到底收养一个儿子或女儿要经历哪些
？Think about all the paperwork.
想想所有的那些书面的工作文件。
The home studies and the waiting.
你需要去对一些家庭过去的这个孩子过去的家庭做一些了解。
So、the financial expenses.
经济上有一些什么样的预备
？And especially in a foreign adoption, it's even more complicated.
甚至如果你是想从另外一个国家收养，那手续会更加的复杂。
There's the international travel and the international courts that you've got to work your way through.
那涉及到你要真的有国际的旅行，你要去另外一个要收养的这个孩子的国家的法庭上去做一些手续。
There are judges and doctors and social workers all have to sign off on everything.
所以涉及到法官，涉及到医生，涉及到这些社工都要在一些文件上能够同意签署他们的名字。
You have to get court papers so that, and travel documents so that that child can leave that country and be brought into the United States.
所以而且需要经历很多这个法律的程序，要法庭要你签署很多的文件。只有这些文件所有都预备好了，你要收养的孩子才能够从他的国家来到美国，成为合法的美国的公民。
So why do people go through that?
那人们为什么不厌其烦的经过那些手续要去做收养的工作呢
？They do it because they love someone.
他们这么做是因为他们爱那个孩子。
Someone they don't even really know yet.
甚至那个孩子他们还一无所知。
But the result in that little someone's life is changed forever.
但是因着这样的收养的程序，那个被收养的孩子，他的一生就因此而改变。
Some of you may know what that feels like.
所以也许你们当中有一些人知道那是怎样的改变，那样一生的影响。
Because you have been adopted.
可能是你是被收养的。
You discover that someone wants me.
被收养的孩子一定会感觉到说有人要我。
I'm not alone anymore.
我不再孤单寂寞了。
I finally belong.
我终于有归属感。
I have a family.
我有家了。
That's what God did for us.
这就是神为我们所做的。
Let's take a look at what God did when He adopted you and me into His family.
让我们来看看神在收养我们成为他的儿女的时候，他做了什么。
Colossians 1 verses 12 to 14.
哥罗西书一章十二到十四节这里写道。
Giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得旧业，同得基业。
For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
他救了我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Paul begins here in verse 12 to say that God has qualified you to share in the inheritance of God's people.
保罗在这里十二节这里写到，他神已经赐给你这样的这个资格，让你能够与众圣徒同得基业。
Paul doesn't say God will qualify you.
保罗并没有说神将来会给你这样的资格。
If you measure up, if you pass the qualifying exam,
如果你做得足够好，如果你有一些这个资格考试你可以通过的话。
Paul says God has qualified you.
保罗在这里说神已经赐给你这样的资格。
To share in the inheritance of all God's people.
能够与其他的众圣徒同得基业。
How do you qualify for a share of an inheritance?
一般来说，你怎么样获得有这样的资格？你可以去获得别人的产业。
Wouldn't you love to have a share in the inheritance of Bill Gates's estate?
你是不是很想能够成为比尔盖茨的继承者？
What would that take?
那需要做些什么呢？
You would have to be adopted as his son or daughter.
可能你需要成为比尔盖茨的儿子或女儿。
See, adoption into God's family is what qualifies you to share in the inheritance that belongs to all God's people.
被神收养成为他的儿女，就已经给了你这样的资格，可以与众圣徒同得基业。
All God's blessing, all His promises.Belong to you because you've been adopted into God's family as His child.
因为你已经被神收养成为他的儿女，所以你能够享受神所有的祝福和神所有的应许。
Paul goes on and says that in verse 13 that God rescued you from the domain of darkness.
然后保罗继续在十三节当中写到说，神把你从黑暗的权势上救出来。
See, that's where we were all born.
我们都是在黑暗的权势下所出生的。
We were all born into the dominion of darkness.
我们都是在这个黑暗的权势下所出生的。
We were under the rule, literally the authority of Satan.
我们其实都是那个时候出生之后都是在撒旦的权下。
The prince of darkness.
撒旦又称为黑暗之子。
But God rescued you, He delivered you.
但是神把你从那黑暗的权势下救出来。
He liberated you, He saved you from being under Satan's rule.
他把你救赎出来，让你得以自由。
And he says,
然后他还说道，
God brought you into the kingdom of His Son.
神还把你带到，迁入到他爱子的国度里。
You now live in the new kingdom of light.
所以你现在住在光明的国度。
Under the reign and rule of your new king, King Jesus.
这个新的光明的国度是耶稣基督这个新王在作王掌权。
Now the word that Paul uses here for brought, a transfer, a move, it means to move someone from one country and settle them into a new country.
保罗在这里用的词汇叫迁到埃及的国度，迁到这个词意思是说要把你从一个地方挪出来，然后进入搬到一个新的地方。
And to become a new citizen of that new country.
要让你成为一个这个新的国度的这个公民。
So you have been moved and reestablished under the sovereign rule of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你现在从一个旧的地方被移到、被迁移到圣爱子耶稣基督的光明的国度里。
And this new citizenship is your current reality right now.
所以这个现在你在耶稣基督的光明国度里的这个身份，这个国籍是你现在的身份。
This isn't some day in the future, yeah, when you die. That's not what Paul's talking about.
这个就发生在当下，现在，并不是说将来才会有这样的事情。
This is where you live today.
这就是你现在所生活的情境当中。
Whether you are at home or at school or at work.
无论你是在工作、在学校，还是在任何的地方
，You have been rescued and brought into God's new kingdom in Christ.
你已经被救出来进入神儿子耶稣基督光明的国度里。
And lastly, in verse 14, Paul says that God redeemed you and forgave you.
然后保罗在最后一节十四节这里说到，神救赎了你，他赦免了你的罪。
Through Jesus' death on the cross, He's paid the penalty for your sin and brought you back.
因为耶稣在十字架上所付上的挽回祭，能够把你赎回。
You have been emancipated. No one can lay a claim on your life anymore.
你现在被释放了，不再有奴隶，不再被任何的事情所捆绑。
You belong to God. You are His.
你现在归属于神，你是神的。
All your sins have washed away.Your debt's been paid.
你所有的罪都被清洗干净，你的债被偿付了。
God did all of this so that He could adopt you as His child.
神做了这一切，以至于做完这一切，他才可以把你收养进来，成为他的儿女。
So that you could be part of His family.
所以你能成为神家的一份子。
So you can belong.
所以你能够有归属感。
Back in Romans 8, which we read earlier, Paul said that as a result of adoption, we cry, Abba, Father.
回到我们刚刚念到的这个罗马书八章十五到十六节，有说到我们呼叫阿爸父。
And he says, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we belong, that we are God's child.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit of God confirms in my heart.He testifies.
圣灵做见证并确认我们是神的儿女。
He confirms with our spirit, someone wants me.
他确认了我们的心同是神的儿女，有人要我。
I am not alone.
我不再孤单。
I finally belong.
我终于有了家，有了归属感。
In that cry of our heart, Abba, Father, is a cry of love.
我们对神呼叫阿爸父，乃是其实是一种对爱的呼唤。
Our love for God is our response to knowing that in Christ we are loved and we belong.
我们对神的爱，其实就是神对我们爱的一个回应。我们有归属感，我们被他所爱。
All of this is part of our new identity in Christ.
所有这一切都是我们在基督里的新的身份的一部分。
Whether you feel this is true or not,
不管你是不是感觉得到这已经是一个事实，你在基督里有新的身份。
This is who you are in Christ.
这就是你在基督里的身份。
Imagine what your life would be like if you fully grasp all that God has done for you.
想一想，如果你真的理解并持续的相信神为你做了 一切，所有的一切，做了些什么，将影响你的生命和每天如何生活。
Imagine if you lived every day out of your new identity in Christ.
想一想你如何每天能够活出你在基督里新的身份。
See, believing your identity in Christ, it enables you to trust God and to have hope for the future.
相信你在耶稣基督里新的这样的一个身份，能够让你现在你就能够信靠神。
You find your significance in your identity in Christ because you know you are loved.
你能够在你在耶稣基督里的这样的一个新的身份，你能够知道你是重要的，因为你知道神爱你。
Not for what you've done, but for who you are.
不是因为你做了什么，单单因为你是谁。
You find your security in your identity in Christ.
你在基督耶稣里新的身份，能够找到你的安全感。
Because you know that you've been adopted, you belong and are part of His family.
因为你知道你被神收养了，你有归属了，你现在是神家的一份子了。
You discover that God has a plan for your life.
所以你发现啊，你会惊喜的发现神对你有一个计划。
He wants to use you in the work of His kingdom.
他想在他的国度当中，他的国度事工当中来使用你。
But don't miss this.
但是不要错过这一点。
Your ministry flows out of your identity in Christ.
所有你要做的事工，你做的事情，都是扎根建基在你在基督里的身份如何。
See, if we don't get this right,
如果你这一点没有明白的话，你的根基不对的话，
all of our ministry becomes some attempt to earn God's love.
如果我们这一点不能明确清楚的话，根基不对的话，我们所有的努力，我们想做的传福音的事工，将都是一个很大的一个诱惑。我们想要用我们的行为来挣得神的喜悦。
But only this foundation of our identity in Christ will ultimately bear good fruit through our lives.
只有我们真的是建立根基于耶稣基督这样一个新的身份当中，我们所做的一切。才会有好的果子。
So, do you know your identity in Christ?
你是不是真的知道你在耶稣基督里这样的一个身份呢？
Do you believe what God says He has done for you?
你是不是真的相信神为你做了所有的这一切呢？
Now, as we live our lives and go through this, we live in this world, it often beats us down.
我们走过人生的旅程的时候，活在不同的阶段，我们常常被这个世界所打败，所挫败。
And sometimes we forget what God says is true about us.
我们常常忘记神是怎么定义我们的那个真理的道。
And all of us need to be reminded of our identity in Christ.
我们每个人都需要被提醒我们在耶稣基督里的身份。
I know when people doubt me, I begin to doubt myself.I need to go back to my identity in Christ.
当人质疑我的时候，甚至当我自己怀疑自己的时候，我需要回去反省我在耶稣基督里的身份为何。
I need to remember or be reminded of that I'm loved and I belong to Christ.
我需要记得，我需要不断的被提醒，我是被爱的，我是属于天父的家的。
Now some of my favorite contemporary.Christian music. Those songs are the ones that remind me of my identity in Christ.
我很喜欢一些现代的、当代的基督徒的歌曲。这些歌曲我喜欢它的原因是它常常提醒我在基督里的身份。
And there are many of them around.
那有很多这样的歌曲。
But none of them are as popular as the song "You Say" by Lauren Daigle.
但是他们当中没有任何一首歌，比下面我要分享的这首歌受欢迎。这首歌叫《你说》，是Lauren 写的。
Are some of you familiar with it?
我不知道你们有没有人听过这首歌，请按一下下一张 slide。
Maybe a little bit. Well, let me read you the lyrics.
我来给大家念一下它的歌词。
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
我持续不断与内心的声音对抗，那个声音说我不够，我不够好。
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
那个一直说我不够完美的声音。
Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low?
我所经过的高山低谷是否就是人生的全部？
Remind me once again just who I am because I need to know.
请再次提醒我我是谁，因为我需要知道。
You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing.
当我感到一无是处的时候，你说我是被爱的。
You say I am strong when I think I am weak.
当我感到软弱的时候，你说我是刚强。
You say I am held when I am falling short.
当我正在低落的时候，你说你会拖住我。
And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours.
当我找不到归属，你说我是你的。
And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me, I believe.
所以我相信，我要相信你所对我说的话，我愿意相信。
The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me.
如今唯一重要的事是你所定义的我。
In you I find my worth. In you I find my identity.
在你里面我找到自己真正的身份。
Taking all I have and now I'm laying it at your feet.
把我所有的献上全然摆在你的脚前。
You have every failure, God. And you have every victory.
上帝，你为我承担每个失败，也拥有了完全的得胜。
Did you know that that is the first song ever to be number one in the country on both the Christian radio and contemporary radio?
你们知不知道这是排行榜上第一位的？无论是基督徒的音乐广播站，还是成人当代广播当中，它都是排名第一位的。
Why do you think that happened?
你们觉得为什么会这样呢？
Why do you think that song is so popular that it became such a huge crossover hit?
你们想知道为什么这首歌这么受欢迎，以至于它成为一个跨越歌曲类型的这样的一个唱片混合音乐？
I think it's because so many people can identify with the message.
我想，我认为，它之所以能长久不衰的排名第一，是因为很多人认同这其中的歌词所传达的信息。
Every person alive is searching for this.
每一个活着的人其实都在追寻这个。
An identity that's not based on their performance or their achievements.
一个他们在追寻一个身份。一个身份不是因为他们做了什么，乃是就是单单的因为他们是谁。
Every person wants to know that they are loved and accepted by someone for who they are, not for what they've done.
每一个人都想知道，都想找到这样的一个真相，说他们是被爱的，他们是被别人接纳的，仅仅是因为他是谁，不是因为他做了什么。
They want to know that they belong.
他们想知道他们被人接纳，他们有归属感。
As a church, I hope that you are committed to believing and living out your identity in Christ.
作为一个教会当中的每一个肢体，我希望你们能够定义委身，能够相信并活出你在基督里的新的身份。
When you read your Bible, I encourage you to look for those places where God tells youparts of your identity.
当你阅读你的圣经的时候，我鼓励你在那些经文之下神应许你在基督里新的身份的那些经文之下划线。
Underline those verses where he speaks about who you are in Christ.
在那些经文之下做一些标记划线。
Thank God for what he's done for you.
感谢神他为你所做的一切。
Memorize some of those verses.
将那些经文常常的记诵背诵。
If you want a place to start, I would suggest start with Ephesians chapter 1.
如果你想知道从哪里开始，你可以试试以弗所书第一章。
And look at all the things that God says are true of you in Christ.
所以在以弗所书第一章那里有完全所有这些信息，你在耶稣基督里真实的身份是什么。
And when you forget who you are in Christ,Go back to those promises.
当你忘记你在基督里的身份的时候，回去再看那些经文。
Be a church that is committed to reminding each other of your identity in Christ.
成为一个教会，这样的一个教会是每一个肢体能够常常互相提醒，彼此在基督耶稣里的身份。
To speak the truth in love to one another.
彼此在爱心当中说诚实话。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, some of us still hear those voices telling us lies about who we are.
主啊，我们当中的一些人还常常听到那些谎言，那些谎言告诉我们我们是谁，是违背你的心意的谎言。
But Lord, you are calling us and reminding us that we are yours. We are loved.
但是主啊，你一直在呼召我们，呼唤我们，提醒我们，我们是你的，我们是被爱着的。
We are your children, your sons and daughters. We belong to you.
我们是你的儿女，我们是你的儿子和女儿，我们属于你。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
Your word tells us that in Christ, we who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
你在以弗所书里面说到，二章这里说到，我们这从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
For he himself is our peace.
因他使我们和睦。
Therefore, we are no longer foreigners or strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, his family.
因此我们不再做 外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人，神的家。
Your word also tells us that when we believed, we were marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
你在以弗所书一章十三、十四节里也告诉我们，既然信他，我们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
That he is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession, those who are God's possession.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
We are your possession.
我们是你的名。
We belong to you.
我们属于你。
To the praise of your glory. Amen.
主啊，一切的荣耀都归给你。阿门。